Hello everyone and welcome back to Inside the Mind. Today we're talking about a brain condition that solely affects how people move, speak, and even think. I'll give you a second to guess. That's right, Parkinson's disease. One of the most well-known people to live with Parkinson's was Muhammad Ali. He was a legendary boxer known as the greatest. And after retiring from the ring, Ali revealed that he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's at just 42 years old. His slow movements, tremors, and quiet speech later in life were all signs of this progressive disease. But his courage and activism helped shine a spotlight on what it's like to really live with it. So what is Parkinson's exactly? Well, it's a progressive neurological disorder, meaning it only gets worse over time. And it starts in the brain when a nerve cell that produces a chemical called dopamine begins to die. Dopamine controls movement in your body, so when it's lost, or it's like a bit, the body begins to sniff in and slow down. Some common symptoms of Parkinson's include tremors, usually found in your fingers and your hands, slowness of movement, muscle stiffness, trouble with balance and coordination, and changes in your posture, walking, and facial expressions. But it goes way deeper than that. People with Parkinson's may also experience sleep problems, speech and writing changes, anxiety, or memory difficulties. It's not just a movement disorder, it affects the whole person. Now, what causes Parkinson's? In most cases, we don't know for sure, but a small percentage is genetic, and other cases might be linked to other things like exposure to certain chemicals. But one thing's for sure, it's not contagious and it's not caused by people's lifestyle choices. See, how is it treated? Well, there's no cure yet. Symptoms can be managed. The most common treatment is a medication called levodopa, which boosts dopamine levels and improves movement. There's also a procedure called deep brain stimulation, which uses electrical impulses to help reduce tremors and stiffness. Exercise is a huge, huge part of managing this disease. Activities like walking, stretching, dancing, and even non-contact boxing can improve mobility and mood. In fact, Muhammad Ali helped launch a foundation to support Parkinson's research, and his legacy will forever live on through that work. And there is hope. Researchers are now exploring new treatments, from gene therapy to stem cell research, that could one day slow or even stop the progression of Parkinson's. Thanks so much for joining me on Inside the Mind. Parkinson's disease is very challenging, but awareness, research, and support, people like Muhammad Ali remind us that living with strength and dignity is possible. See you next time, everyone. Bye-bye.